There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, everybody. The president, holding his summit on extremism, warns against profiling people or conducting surveillance because of their faith, including infiltrating mosques, thinking that will lead to the breadcrumbs to those that become radicalized. While that was happening in D.C., there were some other things happening as well across the country, and of course, getting ready for Benjamin Netanyahu's visit as well. The U.S. is withholding a lot of the details of Iran, of some of the Iran nuke talks from Israel. That's nice. So you got Netanyahu being embraced by two sections of Congress, by both chambers of Congress, the Senate and Congress. And, you know, you look at this and they're being just completely kept in the dark, which is not a good thing, right? Are we trying to have a relationship with Israel? Are we not trying to have a relationship with Israel? I thought they were supposed to be our closest allies, one of our closest allies. I mean, it's this craziness, tic-tac-toe of the Middle East. Who's zooming who? This cannot be a great thing for Netanyahu. And he knows that they're being intentionally put in the dark. Of course, in Washington, they're denying that's what's happening, but we're just not telling you anything, that's all. And the U.S. says that the Israelis are providing misleading accounts about the scope of uranium enrichment with Iran that will be able to continue under President Obama's proposal. So Obama is going to allow the uranium enrichment. The Israelis are dead set against it, knowing that they're going to get nukes with it. It's not about power. And we're not telling them anything in these conversations. There's a definite chill in the air between the U.S. and Israel and the relationship. I think it's good that Netanyahu's coming and talking to Congress. I really think it's good. What about this idea of the fact that we're talking about Iran was offered, 4,500 centrifuges if they shipped most fuel to Russia? They're talking about raising that number to 6,500, but only if Iran reconfigures them in a way that would greatly lower their efficiency. How many have been installed? They think about 19,000. I was reading this in the Times today. And who is the real decision maker? It's not Rouhani. It's the supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei. He's the one that says Iran absolutely needs to have its 190,000 centrifuges. They've installed 19,000. I'm just saying, how comfortable does that make you? I think Iran is the worst of the worst. And I think they'll stop at nothing to go after Americans. In fact, they've killed many soldiers with what they were able to supply militarily to our enemies. Like, we don't know that. And in the hopscotch that is the continuing, like I said, the continuing back and forth of what do we do with ISIS? Where are we going with ISIS? What about debating this whole war scenario when everybody gets back into town next week? And you have the president on the second day of a three-day White House summit on extremism warning against profiling people, conducting surveillance simply because of their religious beliefs. He admitted that such groups are the reason behind the summit, meaning the ISIS and Al-Qaeda, etc., but he reiterated that his administration won't label the groups Muslim or Islamic because he said they're misusing passages of the Quran to justify their violence. Do you agree with that? 855-266-5283. Obviously, we have many people that call this show that don't agree with that and say, no, this is exactly what the Quran is saying. And I still hold out that there are peaceful Muslim people, but there are certainly many radicalized Muslims. And it seems to be getting worse, particularly in Europe. So the president pointed toward more cooperation with Muslim communities and finding people. Now, that's a good thing. early in the radicalized process, but engagement with communities, he says, can't be a cover for surveillance. Some in the Muslim communities have been very critical of the infiltration of mosques that found, you know, to find imams preaching radicalism or to find members who have a radical ideology. But I would just say to you, where are we going to find them? How many people were stopped in the United States because of what happened in the mosque? And of course, they put the brakes on what was going on in Newark, New Jersey. But that certainly led them to some valuable information that stopped some would-be terrorists. I mean, look what you've got. You've got deadly attacks in Paris, Sydney, Copenhagen, inspired by ISIS, I guess you could say. The spread of what they're doing in Syria, Iraq, now Libya. If I'm in Europe, if I'm in Rome, I'm worried. I'm worried if I'm in Europe, period. I mean, in France now, they're following 400 people because they're so freaked out by what happened at Charlie Hebdo. The people that they stopped following ended up being part of that. So now they're following everybody. You can't, what do you have in your background, in your law enforcement, where you can follow people unendingly? And the answer is you can't. You can't do that. Right? So at the summit, the Obama administration is convening representatives of Muslim organizations, law enforcement, other officials, local political leaders. They're swapping ideas, basically, which I don't think that's a bad thing, about how to stop the root causes for extremism. They invited leaders from overseas to take part, even. And what are they doing in recognizing the Islamic State is reaching, absolutely, and brainwashing lots of young Muslims? How are they doing it? Through social media. The poverty is so overwhelming, snapping them up. Snapping them up. So that's where we are with that. There's another day of conversation there. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer was on, I happened to catch this on Neil Cavuto's show on CNBC, and he said that Obama's words that the United States should reject certain premises are dangerous. He says, he was pulling no punches, he says, that's code for ignorance. There's no war against the Muslims. He is setting up a premise that is completely false. I mean, people are being burned in cages, beheaded on beach sites, and they just keep getting more and more empowered. More and more. So isolating terrorists? How are you isolating terrorists? Because, we're already turning our back on Gitmo, so we can't isolate them there because eventually that's going to be closed, right? So, go figure. What is the solution? There will be talk, and I don't know that it'll happen, but there will be talk about boots on the ground when Congress comes back and they look at the ISIS deal and debate the whole war situation. It would be really stunning if they did say, okay, we're sending over however many troops. And we can't, if that happens, you can't do it halfway. You got to go full force, baby. Full force. Coming up the rest of the way here on this Hour of America Tonight, we're going to check the mailbag. Also, Made in America, Wendell Daniel joins us to talk about having a product made in America where it could have been made cheaper overseas, but that was the idea. I want to keep it here in America. Also, fruits and nuts, shredded and bingo. Hang with us. Wendell Daniel is next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Made in America. So pleased to welcome to the show. He's in our virtual green room right now. He might not know he's in our virtual green room. It's a theater of the mind, the whole radio thing. It's Wendell Davis. He's the COO of Trident Case. Trident Case, by the way, made in the USA. When you think about it, how many companies are moving out of the US, but Trident keeping jobs and manufacturing right here at home. Wendell, thanks for coming on the show.
Kate, thanks a lot for having me.
So tell us about Trident Case. It's a smartphone case, right?
That is correct. Our founder started the company 5 years ago with the belief that there needed to be more options in the world of protective cases for the smartphones that dominate so much of our lives today. And you touched on one of the key things he believed in when he started the company was we needed to move jobs back to America, and he felt like no better way to do it than starting one small company at a time.
And by doing that, though, he could make it cheaper overseas, right?
Well, you can, but here's the thing that people don't truly understand. Believe me, we spent probably 9 months really doing our homework, comparing U.S. manufacturing costs to China manufacturing costs, and here's what we learned. Yeah, you can make the product cheaper over there, but customer perception is it's an inferior product, and that perception is reality. The raw materials we get there aren't as good as the raw materials here, and I can buy raw materials here just as cheap as I can buy them there. Well, by the time I start with raw materials that are the same or cheaper, I don't have to pay freight, and I don't pay duties and taxes. Well, now I'm in a little bit of an advantage making it in the U.S., so what's my delta? It's labor. Well, we all know labor costs for years have been so much cheaper overseas than they have in the U.S., and that's driven way too much manufacturing out of here.
Yeah.
But now in some of these countries, those prices are starting to creep up. But even more than that, You know, it's our responsibility to be more efficient and to try to do things better so that we can compete with products being made abroad. So that's been a real focus at Trident.
Oh, I love that. And you have other product lines. So not just cell phone cases. You've got several other product lines, too, right, that you've launched?
That is correct. We have cell phone cases, and the cell phone cases dominate the sales for us.
Sure.
We also make cases for, you know, most of the various well-known tablets, the iPads, of course. We are one of 12 partners in Microsoft Design for Surface program, so we build cases specifically for their Surface family of products. And, you know, and I could go on about, you know, other device manufacturers, but, yeah, we do a little bit of all that. And now we have also really started to push more into the world of wireless charging. We think that's a wave that's coming, and we're already seeing a lot of opportunity there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the whole thing. You run out of power, you're running around all over the place, and, of course, if you can get the power and it's wireless, and plus the whole wireless hookup is just a huge frontier. There's absolutely no doubt about it. You know, if people go to your website, you do talk about it. You talk about being so proud, made in the USA. Do you get a lot of attaboys for the whole made in the USA thing?
You know what? We do, and I'll share a very interesting story. We just came back from the Consumer Electronics Show approximately a month ago, and it's amazing all the companies in the world just beating on Walmart's door to get in.
Yeah.
Well, unbeknownst to us, two buyers from you know, the Walmart organization stopped by, saw our products, saw our made in USA. They didn't reveal who they were to any of us who really wanted to know. And then a week and a half later, they cold called us and said, we want to hear more about your Made in USA initiative, and we'd like to get samples of your product. So, you know, no bigger attaboy for us than for somebody who has a history of focusing on products made in the USA. And there's one other thing we like to tie into that is the opportunity to give back to those servicemen and women, those real heroes that allow you and I to do what we do every day.
Yeah, tell us what you do there. I noticed that one of your partners, you know, looking at the military, et cetera. So you specifically target the military in a sense in helping them, right?
We sure do. We have license agreements in place with all five branches of the U.S. Armed Services. So we manufacture cases with the military emblems and some lifestyle design images there. And a percentage of all that goes back to those organizations. But even more than that, we've partnered with several customers to give, you know, a portion of the proceeds or to just write checks to organizations that support these men and women. I mean, recently, the end of last year, I had an opportunity to go and be a part of the Gary Sinise Foundation salute to the troops event in Las Vegas. And I'm going to tell you, it is one of the most amazing things that my wife and I have done. And, you know, for somebody like him who gives so much of his time and is such a voice, it was a phenomenal event. We were able to do something. Certainly, you know, we welcome all those opportunities. And as we've shared with him and his people, you know, keep us at the top of your list because we do want to continue to just do what we can to say thank you.
No, that's great for you. He's such a great guy, such a patriot. I've met him a couple of times, and that Lieutenant Dan Bann is pretty cool.
Yes, it is.
Your company, too, tell everyone, is based in Southern California. Is that right?
It is. The company is based in Southern California, of all places, not the least expensive place to do business in the U.S. But, you know, our CEO and founder lives in Southern California. He's an interesting guy himself. He's a first-generation American. He came to the United States from Malaysia at age 19, didn't speak any English, managed to get himself a college education and successfully worked for other people, started a different company and sold it, and now we're having fun with Trident. But yeah, our focus is improving the communities where we live and work. And we recently introduced a new tagline, which is Live with Impact. And we think it is perfect for our company. because we make and sell impact-resistant cases, but you look at all the ways we try to impact those around us, from creating more jobs in the U.S. to, you know, keeping all of the money here. We don't set up offshore companies to take things, and giving back to those heroes that give everything they have to protect us every day. So, you know, we honestly believe that it has to start somewhere, and we want to be a part of that solution.
Tell me about this, too, as well, that I came across. I thought this was so fascinating, and good for you for doing this. But also there's a green, I'll call it a green initiative. You call it green protection. Tell us about green protection.
Yeah, green protection is another big focus for our company. We go as far as to the only cups we will allow in our office are those made of recyclable materials and that are green and biodegradable. Well, we incorporate that into our cases as well. The normal plastic case, let's call it, the hard shell on your case, if it doesn't have the green stamp on it, it takes that case about 125 years to go away once we put it into the environment. So we're working to figure out how can we improve that. Well, we have an additive that we put in there that reduces that time from 125 years down to somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 years. We spend a lot of time talking to people and trying to work with people to get that number down to something that's even less than that. But currently that's the best we can do. But yeah, it's something we're extremely proud of. And once again, it ties in with our, you know, living with impact. We want to have a positive impact on the environment and, you know, not leave this place in a mess for our kids once we're all gone.
We're speaking with Wendell Daniel. He's the COO of Trident Case. How about the people you employ? How many people does Trident employ?
Currently, we have approximately 100 people. We have two facilities in Southern California. One warehouse serves as really the corporate office and our distribution facility, and the other serves as the manufacturing facility. So, yeah, between those two, if I had to pick today, it's right around 100.
And is the idea, too, that as you're growing this, because of some of the markets you're going after, you'll add jobs?
Absolutely. We are very fortunate that the state of California just came out with a state tax credit called California Competes. We shared with them our story and what we're doing and gave them our growth plans and how many jobs we expect to add over the next 5 years. So, you know, we were fortunate enough to receive some tax credits for what we're doing.
Good for you. That's great. I love what you guys are doing. Wendell Daniel, COO of Trident Case, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you very much for having me.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your
your commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We're going to head to the mailbag in just a second. But I'll tell you what, got a note here from cop in New Jersey, not too far from where I grew up, who he says it's -1 tonight. -1 in New Jersey. Ooh, that is cold. Baby, that's cold outside, I have to say. You know, it's funny, and you look pretty much across the board, 18 degrees in Washington, etc. We're nowhere near warming up in the Northeast or in the New England states, that's for sure. They just don't want any more snow. All right, so as I said, we're going to go to the mailbag. Let's head there now.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Tom Terrific, who says, Kate, I'm so tired of the president just stepping around the whole radical Islam. I don't understand it. And I'm a Democrat, and I will not vote for any of those Republicans. So I have voted for him twice. But I have to tell you that I'm very disappointed in the delivery and what we've gotten. And why is this whole idea of love and peace and let's be kind, and I get that, but it's not working against guys who set people on fire, parade them down on the beach, behead them, kill Americans. I think you have to fight fire with fire, and he's so wrong on this whole thing with ISIS. Let's hope Congress makes some sense of it all and we decide that we're really going to get involved here, because we don't want it to hit our shores. We have enough problems with the potential of lone wolf terrorists as it is getting ignited by the passion of the ISIS fighters. Yeah, and that's the scariest thing, is who's becoming radicalized? Not just the people in Iraq, in Syria. No, people in Europe, people in the United States, people in Australia and so many other countries, sure. This one from Jake, and Jake says, Kate, I heard you say that thing not too long ago about the superbug at UCLA. Boy, it's almost like you have to weigh the options of if we really want to go into a hospital emergency room or not for fear of what you could get or just going into hospitals. It's so crazy. We over-antibiotic'd the country, and that's leading to so many other things that are so deadly. When you're sick, it's such a Russian roulette as to what you should do. Boy, I agree with that. And in this case, though, this was... They had this thing called CRE, but it was the cases were linked to tainted endoscopes. That means they didn't sterilize them. Well, that makes you feel good, right? And we're gonna do this procedure on you, but it might not be sterilized. In Seattle, they had that CRE, and that was because of the endoscope. And there was like 35 patients that were sick, and 11 died. And when they say the 11 died, they don't know if that infection played a part of it. Ooh. I mean, isn't there procedures for decontamination and removing things and upgrading things, you would think? I mean, once you get that bacteria, and then once those people get that bacteria, good luck trying to kill it. 180 people exposed to that superbug on the medical instruments. Wow. Like I said, Russian roulette. Homeopathic sounds good sometimes, doesn't it? It is. It's so hard, too, because when you're sick, it's such a guessing game as well, as if it's not very obvious what you have, as to what can you take and what shouldn't you take, and are you allergic to this, and do you really want antibiotics, and It's really, it really is. It's a game. So sadly, there may be more people that were exposed to it because they sent some kits out to some people. So we'll see. This one from Dennis, who says, hi, Kate, really love the show. I think you know this. You know that we've screened about 1,200 Syrian rebels for training. Maybe that will help. I think the training is one of the key things that could at least eliminate some of those ISIS vipers. I don't know that it's enough, but better than sitting on our hands. Yeah, they have done that. They are working on that. And I think Rear Admiral John Kirby, he's the spokesperson for the Pentagon, feels really optimistic about it. He feels good about the ongoing quest to, you know, train these people. And that this will help once they screen them and they've done that and they found some people and get them involved in the program and give them the logistical support and stuff that they need, obviously, to move on. Congress passed legislation, you remember this, authorizing the military to arm and train Syrian rebels, giving them $500 million for the U.S. to train about 5,000 rebels over the next year. So they think the training's going to start in March or April. Can't start soon enough. It's been very slow moving because they've had to really screen these fighters. They want to make sure that enemy insurgents aren't brought in because we know what happens there. Then they would kill the people on the training base. And they've already gotten pretty close to one of our bases and wearing Iraqi military uniforms. And certainly this is something that can happen. So, yeah, I agree with you. They can identify them. They're sure about it. It took a long time. And then they want to fight. Better than nothing, absolutely. Get them trained, get them out there. That's the name of the game. As many people that can go up against ISIS, the better. The better. All right, here's one from Sam I Am. Sam says, Kate, this winter has been particularly nasty. In Boston, when you say the word snow, it's like a dirty word. People are leaving in droves, either getting ready to sell their houses, saying they want to move someplace else. It's been that rough that others are thinking of relocating. Yeah, forget the snow. I'm out of here. And the hardest part is snow removal because once it gets dumped again and again and again. So it's like Groundhog Day. You're doing the same thing every single day. And then plus, on top of that, you have to go to work. So you can imagine that tempers are frayed. Yeah, nerves are frayed. Of course, if you have to sit there and dig out a car... You're on the curb. You have to do the sidewalk thing. Yeah, not good. That's why there's so many fines, because they can't have people not doing that. And then you can hire someone, but the people that are being hired, they're being spread really thin. Because there's only so much to go around. They're the ones that are making out. If they're in a business of snow removal, they're doing pretty well. Because there's been so much snow removal in up and down the northeast corridor that it's got to be a good year. That's a lot of times that's the people that are do the garden work and all that. They also do snow removal. But I suppose you have to get on a waiting list. Oof. Then this one from Malcolm, who says, Kate, I've heard you talk about sports a bunch, and I wondered what your thoughts were on Jerome Kearse dying. He was just 52 years old. Yeah, you know, I happened to see that before we went on the air. He was with the Trailblazers. He went to 2 NBA Finals. He won a title with the Spurs. In 1999, they say that there's not any details as to what was wrong with him, but he was a well-liked player, that's for sure. He was a solid player, really good player, great off the bench, there's no question. And for Portland, he was terrific. The minutes he played there, off and on, just absolutely amazing. They called him No Mercy. No Mercy. No Mercy Kearse, really. Just a warm person, you know, et cetera. And he was, he retired from basketball in 2001. He was an assistant coach for Milwaukee for a while, and certainly he's been around the game for a long time. So, yeah, depressing. And not a lot of details as to what happened there with him. But that seems so young. I can remember him on the court. I can remember him on the court for San Antonio. So thanks for that. Yes. I saw it right before he went on the air. This one from Chris, who says, Hi, Kate. I heard you mention that you had struggled with strep, and I was going to give you all kinds of homeopathic remedies to it. Strep is such a hard thing to get rid of as an adult. For kids, it doesn't seem to be as bad, but for an adult, it's really a lot tougher, and you have to take those dreaded antibiotics and cough syrup and everything in between. I was glad to hear that you kicked it. Yeah, but it was a long time dealing with that. And part of the problem was I didn't know I had strep for a week. You know, when you don't get sick very often, I'm sure some of you can relate to that, then all of a sudden you are hacking, coughing, you're just assuming, this is a cold, right? This is a cold, I'm going to take cold medicine, I'm going to get rest, I'm going to do what I have to do. But it wasn't, nothing was happening. And then I realized a week later, oh yeah, this is much more serious, but absolutely. There are, people told me about some homeopathic things like gargling with warm salt water. That was a big one. Drinking warm or room temperature water with lemons in it, which you can do anyway. That's good to do anyway. But that supposedly would help it. I did some of those things. And I didn't like doing the antibiotic thing, but I had to do that. Ugh, it was rough. Thank you for bringing that up. I bet there's a lot of people out there that get colds or have a flu every year, and then we're supposed to get the flu shot, and it's only 23% effective. So what good did that do? Half of us that grabbed up the flu. Oh. So here's another one from our final one. This one from Hoppy, who says, Kate, I heard you describe the West Virginia train derailment. It really was like an atom bomb. And you mentioned something interesting because they were hauling the crude in the trains. What about the pipeline and how much safer that would be? Wonder if this will help push the Keystone pipeline. Yeah, I don't know that it'll help push it. Certainly we know that there are plenty in Congress who want to see it go through, but veto, I just don't think Obama will sign that. It'll have to be when he's out of office, but pipeline or by rail? After what happened in West Virginia, I'd say I feel much better with pipeline. Coming up, fruits and nuts, shred it and bingo. Stay with us.
Virtual. Truly anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We've got a fun segment coming up, Fruits and Nuts, Shredded, and Bingo, and there are a lot of crazy stories that we haven't hit, so it's perfect. Nathan Reeder joins us. Hi, Nathan.
Hello.
Are you ready for Fruits and Nuts, Shredded, and Bingo?
Hula!
It's not video, kids, but yeah, I think you got it.
I think so. All right, so Fruits and Nuts, Shredded, and Bingo. So here's the thing. Scientists say they've carried out trials using microscopic drones that could be used to seek and repair damaged arteries, preventing heart attacks and strokes. Researchers are saying that these tests have been of nanoparticles, which are targeted to go where they're needed, and mice are doing really well. And they're designed to latch on to hard plaques in the arteries made from fat, cholesterol, and calcium, which cause heart disease. So they feel pretty comfortable that they're going to be able to use these little drone-like things made from a plastic material 1,000 times smaller than the tip of a human hair. Wow. And they say it's an exciting breakthrough, and it could really lead to help with patients with heart disease and could assist in other areas of medicine. How would you feel about a little microscopic drone roaming around inside of you?
Dude, bingo. Do
I say bingo?
Yeah, I mean, how do you feel about some not quite microscopic hand wavering above right there? I mean,
no, I like the I like the idea of something microscopic instead.
Yeah.
I mean, the heart thing is so, gosh, it's such a, the heart muscle, there's so much we don't know but do know about it. People that seemingly are healthy have heart attacks, and I can't tell you in my life, I know three or four people that have had heart attacks and died, and they were pretty healthy. So yeah. They weren't overweight, they didn't do all these terrible things that they say, oh, don't do that. So, you know, you never know. I mean, it's a lifetime of pumping that blood, you know?
Yep.
A lifetime. All right, how about this? The Boston mayor says this to snow daredevils. No jumping out of windows. I guess because, you know, it's like snow day every other day. That what's happening is people, like, in shorts at these universities and stuff, that's what they're doing. They're thrill-seeking, so they're putting the videos up there. They're jumping out of windows into massive snow drifts. And the mayor said, I'm asking people to stop this nonsense now. There are adults jumping out of windows. It's a foolish thing to do, and somebody's going to get hurt, so please stop doing that. And, of course, they've had 8 feet of snow, so it's perfect for trying to do things like dive into the snow. But he's saying, you know, we'll come after you if you decide you're going to do that. And say what, arrest you for diving into the snow?
Yeah, that's a little fruits and nuts. I mean, yeah, guys, so is jumping headfirst into things you don't know what's underneath. Careful.
Yeah, I think you got to be careful. I mean, just because it's a snowdrift, it could be packed really hard. I don't think you want to, it just seems like a stupid thing to do. There's so many other things you can do in, you know, with the snow versus doing something sad like that. But that's that whole thing with the, you know, filming the videos and putting your name out there. You know that, Nathan, that's part of the what you do when you're a dummy.
That's part of what you do when you're on a social media site.
Yes, kick. When you're on a kick and you're trying to get as many hits as you can.
Sure.
Yeah. How about this? Using marijuana on a full stomach might still cause the munchies, flipping a switch in the brain. That's usually what tells the body it's not hungry. A new study finds that the findings were the opposite of what researchers say they expected. The neurons should have been turned off since the mice in the study had just eaten, but they found out instead it was the opposite, that the brake becomes the gas pedal. All of a sudden it becomes the exact opposite of what it's supposed to do. And this is a professor who did this study at Yale. What they found was that when they, you know, took marijuana, the marijuana worked to the brain, caused the munchies, and that's it. I mean, so it was the opposite. Even if you had eaten, it was automatic that you got the munchies. That's kind of wild.
Yeah.
Fruits and nuts, shred it, bingo.
I don't know. Kind of shred it, because, I mean, I've heard of it working with and not working, in both when you should be hungry and when you shouldn't be hungry. I mean, generally, though, this sounds like it goes along with what most of the studies, I'm sure, that medical marijuana advocates have been using, in that it helps you get hungry when you have no appetite, usually because...
Well, cancer people, that would be really good for them, because they want them to eat to help them to get stronger. And then when they're so sick from chemo and radiation, if the marijuana would get them to eat, that could make a big difference.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, anything that helps in that, cancer is just such a scourge on our lives. If it helps in that way, then good for the research. So I'm going to say bingo. Bingo!
Sure.
I like it. Sure, we'll go with that. Bingo. The Westminster Dog Show. It's wrapping up. Best in Show wasn't one of those cute little toy poodles or some other foofy dog. No, instead it was a beagle. A beagle won Best in Show. And just an everyday looking, a 15-inch beagle, Miss P. What do you think of that? So the beauty pageant contestants that normally win, meaning the foofy dogs, didn't win this time around. That's the top prize, by the way, at Westminster, is to be the Best in Show. So, well, Miss P became Best in Show. It's really a cute dog. Very plain-looking bagel, though. you know, bagel.
You just called beagle. Her bagel.
I know, beagle. Very plain-looking beagle. Nothing to write home about. No fluffed up. I mean, you know, well-groomed and everything. But Miss P strutted away and became only the second beagle to ever win the most prestigious award, beating out winners from six other dog groups. How about that?
Well, you know, I don't really know how to judge those things, but I'm sure everything goes into it. And some dogs just carry themselves so much more fancy.
That's what
no
I think.
How
what
many
you just
bows
said.
They have in their hair.
Yeah, and I think this dog was just so adorable and carried Miss P, carried herself well, and I think that's what people looked at as a really cute dog. Like I said, not the thrill dogs with the really made-up hair and all that stuff, but just a really cute dog and carried herself well. So there must be something that that they saw in that, I think.
Do you remember a winner that was particularly a thrill dog?
A thrill dog?
Yeah.
No. Do you?
Nope. I gotta say, I don't keep up with the Westminster.
Well, they usually print it all over the place, the winner. But yeah. Usually it's like toy poodle or a bigger dog or, you know, they really just well-groomed. And this was definitely not that kind of dog. It could be your next-door neighbor's dog, in other words. So, voila. Sometimes the average dog wins.
Shoot, I'm telling all my neighbors.
Exactly. Of course, who knows? Who knows what went into getting to that point in the first place? How about this? An eagle eggs hatched on a webcam. That is so cool. First of all, to see an eagle. Have you ever seen an eagle?
I probably up close, but I think I was a lot younger, and it was something kind of zoo related.
A zoo thing.
Yeah, because I'm also thinking of seeing hawks at one of our local medieval kind of Renaissance fairs or something.
That's cool.
Not an eagle.
It's very rare to see an eagle. If you see an eagle, you stop dead in your tracks and you are awed. I've seen an eagle twice. Once I was in the Grand Canyon, and another time I was someplace in the mountains in Albuquerque, and it blew me away, the majesticness of the eagle. So, I mean, the bald eagles are just like celebrities, no question about it. So thousands of people tuned in last week to watch as two tiny eaglets emerged from their carefully guarded eggs, and it was called the Eagle Cam, installed by the school, the Berry College in North Georgia. And I looked at it. It was really neat, the video footage they got of it. And the big eagle mama eagle, you know, watching from above, I thought it was really, really super cool. So I'm going to say bingo. How about you?
Cute. Bingo. Yep.
Bingo. I love it. We end on the same note. Bingo to all of you, too, and bingo for watching America Tonight or listening to us. Thank you.
Complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.